So go ahead and find yourself a comfortable posture. And do a little check with your body to see how it's doing in terms of kind of inertia. Inertia from any activity that's been going on is intense. Lethargic. And use that kind of check-in with the body to just start to develop a slightly open, receptive awareness to whatever is happening right now. And the same kind of thing with regard to how the breath is operating right now. First of all, just a kind of open receptivity. So see if you can be aware of the breath in such a way that suggests that you might learn something about how you are right now based on what it's like. And you can check a couple things that might influence the breath, such as a kind of relaxed receptivity in the belly. And a certain amount of uprightness to keep the chest and the heart area open. And I guess whether or not it's going to have an influence on the breathing, you can also relax some of the muscles of the face, the muscles of the mouth and the jaw, muscles around the eyes. And we're going to do a breath meditation. We're going to start with the words in and out on the in and the out breath, and see if you can just use those words as an invitation to check in with the sensations of the breath. And let's do the belly today. So go ahead and get comfortable with the idea of being aware of the sensations of the belly as it kind of rises over the course of the in breath and settles back down over the course of the out breath. And the idea here is not to exclude anything else that's going on necessarily. So just when you say to yourself in, you check in with those sensations in the belly. When you say to yourself out, you check in with those sensations. And you can make a little bit of use of the mindfulness, the awareness, the presence that you get when you check in with the bodily sensations to also be aware of what your state of mind is. So when you said yourself in and you said yourself out, so you can be a little bit curious about what it's like to direct your attention in that way, namely towards the breath in the belly instead of towards whatever the habitual objects of mind are that are floating up. And you can see a little bit how it feels. And what I mean by that is not the sensations, but if it has a kind of flavor, like if it feels a bit foreign or if it feels comfortable. If it feels distant, if it feels accessible. Relevant or otherwise. And before we kind of make a push to get a little bit more intimate with the sensations of the breath and the belly, see if you can personalize this relationship a little bit. Make it, you can add something to it. Something like maybe a sense of friendliness. Hello, my belly. Or a sense of homecoming is a favorite. Appreciation is a nice one. Is it nice to be breathing? Something to add an element of, I don't know, meaning to the encounter with the breath. Because we are going to extend that encounter now. To the entire length of the in the out breath. So it would be nice if it was enjoyable, meaningful, something like that. And if you'd like to extend your reminder, you can do that too. You can kind of hum, not out loud, but in your head. You can kind of hum the words in and out. You can extend those words, something like this. In, right? Really long, the whole length of the in breath. The point being to remember that there are sensations happening the whole way through. See if you can incline the mind into those sensations. And to make it exciting, not only are you going to gently kind of incline into this encounter with the sensations of the breath, incline into it in such a way that it's going to be a sustained encounter. But let's say you're going to incline into it so hard that it's going to start to include more than just the sensations of the breath and the belly. It's going to start to, it's like a, your awareness is just that contagious. It's going to start to spread. To become a sustained encounter with, eventually with a whole body, but you can see if you can allow the awareness of the body to kind of grow out of the awareness of the sensations of the breath and the belly. And expand to, let's say, fill the space between the bottom of the pelvis and the diaphragm, including the low back, your buttocks on your seat. To include your legs down to the tips of your toes. To extend up your torso to include your heart and your upper back, your shoulders. To include your arms down to the tips of your fingers. And your neck and your head, all the way up to the tippy top of your head. And we're going to switch words now. We're going to use the words whole body. And you can say them in a real long way if you'd like to remind you that the idea here is to be Aware of the whole body for the whole duration of the in and the out breath. And see if you can keep your awareness a little bit like a little curious, a little receptive, open to the idea that there might be some secret corner of the experience of the body that's about to reveal itself. It's like, whoa, I didn't know you could be aware there. So whole body is not a declaration, it's kind of a direction. And the last thing we're going to do is extend an invitation to the whole body to be still. And we're going to use the words calming body, calming on the in-breath, body on the out-breath. Calming here because it's not just about relaxation. Some things may well benefit from an invitation to relax. But it's more about settling. See if you can kind of invite yourself, invite your whole bodily self to enjoy not doing anything. And not in a way that's in conflict with any activity that's present in the body or the mind for that matter. So if the mind's trundling along in its own direction, well, trundle on. But see if alongside that you can start to cultivate a little bit of satisfaction, a little bit of a sense of being settled. Very, very settled right here. Enjoy vitamin settled. And to whatever extent you can bring a sense of being calm, being settled to your body, you can kind of share that resource. With anything in you that isn't feeling totally settled right now. See if that sense of settleness, see if the act of settling can be a kind of act of friendliness to anything inside you that might benefit from a little friendliness.